Yes, ma'am.
Pat Walsh, 386 West Front Street, Middletown. I'd like to compliment you tonight. I've seen something tonight that I haven't seen previously, and that was discussion on an issue. And my thank you is to all of you, whether it was brought up by one member or another. The discussion that entailed after that was enlightening to everybody here, because the agenda does not disclose to us what's actually behind it. And Mrs. Brightfield, particularly your comments, really filled out the background behind some of these resolutions that are going on. I'd like to ask you to consider in the future, if perhaps you could provide some type of small summary, two lines, below each resolution that would describe some of the things that you mentioned tonight, because I don't think that you would hear the comments or discussion where there's some description. When you described what was happening with the audio system for the Art Center, it made it seem a very reasonable request. And so I ask you please to consider that as part of a measure of being open with the residents of this town, but also, in fact, maybe saving you some comments for people just seeking the kind of information that could really be laid out in a couple of sentences. The other comments I have tonight are about something that happened at the last meeting. Tonight you took a major step forward in making Middletown ADA compliant, and it's something that's been fought over in the courts for some time. The person that was behind this push was Carolyn Schwebel, and I'd personally like to thank her for her efforts. But at last month's meeting, the committee declined to appoint Carolyn to our Human Rights Commission. Am I correct? And I'm here today to ask that the committee give due consideration to reappointing her, in fact. One of the points I'd like to make, well, there's actually two points I'd like to make. One is that one of the comments made at last month's meeting was that the litigation was ongoing and therefore she could not be reappointed. I received, in fact, four articles from Middletown Papers in and around town, the Atlantic Highlands Herald, the Two River Times, the Courier, and the Independent, all of which indicated that this lawsuit was settled and all of which were published this summer. And that's one point, and obviously it may be in dispute by someone on this body. But in fact, the original litigation was brought in 2006, and Ms. Schwebel was reappointed after that original litigation was filed. So it seems to me that it's hard to explain why at this point she has not been reappointed. The other thing is that I know from my own experience that ongoing litigation is rarely discussed in open session. It is usually reserved for a closed session discussion so as not to impact the governing body. And if, in fact, the discussion and this issue were an ongoing litigation, I'm quite surprised that it was discussed in the open session at the last meeting. So I am here to ask you to please reconsider and reappoint Carolyn Schwebel to our Human Rights Commission. It's a post I think she's earned and she deserves. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.